hostages have been realized tonight. They have now said that there were 11 hostages. Two were killed in their rooms yesterday morning. Nine were killed at the airport tonight. They're all gone.
That was ABC newscaster Jim McKay reporting on the Munich Olympics massacre. The title of my project is The Munich Massacre, How Failed Diplomacy Fueled the Arab-Israeli Conflict. I would like to start by reading my thesis statement. After the Arabs were defeated in the Palestine War in 1948, Israel gained independence, but the conflicts continued. When the Black September organization took the Olympic team hostage, the government failed in diplomacy for their release. Israel started a revenge operation on the terrorists who participated in Munich. Conflicts between the Arabs and Israel continue because of the Munich massacre. And now, a clip from PBS's Munich 72 and Beyond, showing how the attack was such a surprise.
This was the first time terrorism was seen on the worldwide stage. And this was the Olympic Games, and hey, this wasn't right.
Here, I interviewed Mr. Brian Anderson, who had a civilian perspective and was at the Games at the time. I asked him how the people responded to the attack.
They called us all together and told us that the terrorists had come in and what they had done. And they had taken over the Olympic Village. The next morning we got up and we went back to the Olympic area, and we could walk up to the fence. There was a fence surrounding where the Olympians stayed. It's like probably a 6 foot high fence. And we could stand there and watch and see German soldiers on top of the building with machine guns or guns. We could see from time to time the terrorists would step out on the balcony. We could see them. I was 19 years old when this all happened. And for me, it was the first time I really sensed darkness, evil in my life. But we could actually stand at the fence, and we were still 100 yards away from the buildings. But you could see soldiers moving, and there were soldiers along the outside of the fence, and there was a lot of activity. So it changed the atmosphere of the games. The games became more sad, more dark. The spark was gone.
Here is a clip from an original news broadcast after the attack.
What can only be called a state of shock and devastation. Thousands of Germans who had seen their games of serenity turned overnight into the Olympics of terror.
Next, I interviewed Mr. Tom Bell, who lived and worked with Arabs and Israelis for many years. I asked him if he thought the ongoing conflict would ever end.
I think you'll always have like radical people like on the edges of society, people who they don't want to be in peace. They just want to take out their anger and their pain on the other side. They want to hurt because they've been hurt. And there are Jews who have been hurt and they've lost a lot. And there are Arabs who have been hurt and they've lost a lot. So they mistrust the other side. They want to take out all their pain on the other side. So you always have an element, like you have a small group of people who live in that fear and that anger. So you'll always, even if you had like a major peace settlement, each side would have to deal with those people who don't want to be part of the agreement. And so you'd always have some skirmishes. You're going to always have people who don't want to live in peace. But that's the miracle, is if you can get enough people, enough important people, enough of the right people to agree to peace and commit to it, then you have hope and you can make it work. So, yeah, I'm hopeful, but I'm not holding my breath.
Unfortunately, the conflict still continues. Here is a recent example.
That we are very close to an all-out war here. Israel says that they've killed at least 20 militants. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza says 48 people have been killed, including 13 children. In just the past few hours, there's also been an anti-tank missile launched from Gaza that wounded three Israelis along the border, one of them potentially fatally.
I hope you understand this historic event better. I believe diplomacy can bring peace. Thank you for listening to my podcast on the 1972 Munich Olympics massacre.